Hi there, this is Harry and welcome to my English podcast where we try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language and help to improve your conversational English, for example, looking at some grammar points, idioms, phrases and all sorts of aspects like that. So in this particular podcast, we're going to take a second look at idioms connected with food. So we've done one of those previously, so this is the second one with some further examples because they're really quite interesting, so I thought I'd give you another shot at these. Okay, so as always, I'm going to read them to you, and then I'll go through them, give you some examples, what they mean, and hopefully you'll get a much better understanding of how you might be able to use them in your day-to-day English. Okay, so here we go. Food idioms. Okay, first one, a hot potato. To upset the apple cart. Cheap as chips, to cut the mustard, no use crying over spilt milk, all the tea in China, spring chicken, or usually we put it in the negative, no spring chicken, and then finally, piece of cake, a piece of cake. Okay, so let me take them one by one and give you some examples, as I said. First one, a hot potato. Well, if you're baking potatoes in the oven, which is a really nice way to have your potatoes, if you're baking the potatoes and you take them out of the oven, they're really hot and you can't hold them for too long because they burn your hands. Ho, 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 ho. So when you're blowing on your hands or blowing on the potato, inevitably you'll drop the potato on the ground or you'll burn your hands, one or the other. So when we refer to something as a hot potato, it's something that nobody wants to handle, okay? So we could have in a business situation where there's a problematic customer or some issue that is really difficult, but nobody either knows how to handle it or wants to handle it. And he said, oh, that's a little bit of a hot potato. You know, it's anybody who's been asked to doesn't want it. So, you know, just be careful because the boss is probably going to come to you and say, oh, here's something interesting for you to get your teeth into. So it's a bit of a hot potato, something that is tricky, difficult, hard to handle, and very difficult to finalize. So be careful with hot potatoes. Yeah. Okay. So in another situation, an example of it would be a boy and a girl who are the guy wants to have a relationship with the other person, one person very interested and the other person not so interested, but eventually he or she agrees to go out on a date, and then the girl or the boy discovers that the person has already had a relationship with a friend of theirs, and so they dropped the relationship like a hot potato. Okay, so Mary and Jack. Jack really wants to go out with Mary. Mary's not so keen because she's heard, you know, certain rumours about him. But anyway, she agrees to go out with Jack. And then when they're sitting down at the table and they're having a chat and they're getting along fine, but suddenly another name comes into the conversation, a friend of Mary's. And Jack says, oh, yes, 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 I went out with Catherine for a while. And Mary isn't so pleased with that, so she looks at her watch and says, oh, I have to be somewhere else, so she leaves very quickly. So when she's telling her friends and she explains that, oh yeah, we went out on a date, but as soon as I heard that he had a relationship with Catherine, I dropped him like a hot potato. It means I got rid of him very, very quickly, to drop somebody like a hot potato. Okay? So just imagine when you put your hand into the oven, you take out the potato, very hot, and you drop it like a hot potato. Okay, next one, to upset the apple cart. Well, if you look at old movies or programs on TV where you had these food markets in towns and villages, and more often than not, you would see a cart, an old horse-drawn cart with the apples neatly piled on the cart to make them quite presentable so that people walking by would be encouraged to buy them. Yeah. So if somebody knocks into the cart, the apples go everywhere. Okay, so they fall off the cart, they roll on the ground, they get walked on, they fall down the drain, disappear under the hedge, whatever happens, you upset the apple cart. So when we use that in our normal life, when somebody upsets the apple cart, it means they create a problem that people were not expecting. Okay, so you go into a meeting and the people are talking about business plans, or they're talking about the budgets, and then the boss comes in and says, okay, that's it, these budgets don't work, we're going to have to start all over again, and we have to have these budgets and targets agreed by this time tomorrow. So he upsets the apple cart, he causes a huge problem. Everybody thought the budgets were agreed, everybody thought they would spend the next 2 days just discussing them briefly, but instead they have to go back to square one and start all over again. So the boss came in and upset the apple cart. You could also have it in a family situation where there's one member of the family, sometimes we refer to them as the black sheep of the family, and usually when they arrive, they cause a bit of a problem. So the grandmother is talking to the children and said, oh, your Uncle Peter is coming to the party tonight. I hope he doesn't upset the apple cart as he usually does, meaning I hope he doesn't cause a problem and start arguments and rows as he usually does when he appears at these parties. So to upset the apple cart, to create a problem by introducing some argument or row that gets everybody a little bit upset, to upset the apple cart. Okay, next, when something is cheap as chips. Okay, well, cheap as chips, usually if we want some cheap food, we would go to the fish and chip shop and ask for a bag of chips. Okay, and they cost very little money, a few euro. So when something is as cheap as chips, it means it's not going to cost you a lot of money. So your friend comes into your house and he's looking around and he sees a beautiful set of glasses on your table, and they look really smart, and he says, wow, they're really nice, where did you get those? And he said, oh, I got them in IKEA. Oh yeah, wow, they look really good, yeah, they're cheap as chips, they're only, they've got a special offer on, if you buy four you get two free. So they're as cheap as chips, meaning very cheap. So we always use cheap as chips to refer to some situation when we're getting a really good bargain, or something is at a price much lower than you had expected, and you can't really go wrong by investing your money in that particular item or object, as cheap as chips. Next, to cut the mustard. Well, when somebody doesn't cut the mustard, it means that they are not going to be successful. So if somebody applies for a job, and at the job interview they are told that they will be on a 6 month probation period, and they say, yeah, that's fine, I understand that, and the person interviewing says, and of course if you get past the probation period, then we make your contract permanent. Okay, and that's agreed. 2 weeks into the job, the head of HR gets a call from the manager and says, we have a problem with this new guy. It's just not working out. I don't think he's really suitable. I don't think he's the sort of person that's going to do well in this company. In fact, I don't think he'll cut the mustard, meaning he's not going to be successful. I think we really need to have a word with him and tell him now, rather than let it drag on, that we're not going to extend him beyond next week. Okay, so he's not going to cut the mustard. I think we should cut our losses and just tell them to leave. Okay, so that's when somebody doesn't cut the mustard. Yeah, you might ask the question, will he cut the mustard? Meaning, will he be successful? Is he the person that we want? Is that what we want to do? Yeah, okay, so to cut the mustard, or he just won't cut the mustard, meaning he's not going to be successful. Next, no use crying over spilt milk. Well, this is a very, very old idiom, and it's one that I would have learnt literally on my mother's knee, I think, from many, many years ago. Yeah? So as often happens, we, well, now it's all in cartons, but the same thing can happen with a carton of milk as happened with a bottle of milk. You pick it up off the table and it's a little bit wet, or you take it out of the fridge and it's a little bit cold, and it slips through your fingers and smashes on the floor, and the milk goes everywhere. Okay, so you have to clean it up, you have to mop it up, but you know, milk isn't the most expensive item in your fridge, so it's not the end of the world. So you know, you sweep it up and you buy another bottle. When we use it in the, that's the literal meaning of it. When we use it in the metaphorical sense, we can say that there's no use crying over something that has already happened. Yeah. So if there's a problem and it's become difficult and you can't stop it, you can't retrieve it, well, there's no use crying over that problem, because no matter what you do, you're not going to fix it. Okay. So the customer has rung up and said, I'm closing my account and I'm closing it immediately, and don't try to contact me. The relationship hasn't worked, and that's the end of it. Okay, so you tell your boss and you say, well, you know, perhaps I should write them a letter, and perhaps you could call them. And the boss says, well, what did he say? He said he wanted to close the account, he didn't want to be contacted. We can't retrieve the situation. We should have done something 3 weeks ago, or 4 weeks ago, or 2 months ago. Then perhaps we might have had a chance to resolve the problem. Now it's too late. So it's no use crying over spilt milk. The customer has gone. What we need to do is put this down to experience and make sure that we keep our customers happy for the future, so we don't get into the same situation. So there is no use crying over spilt milk. There's no use crying over a problem that cannot be resolved, that cannot be retrieved. You're better off putting your energies and efforts into something that you can deal with at an earlier stage, so you don't have this situation of spilt milk. There's no use crying over spilt milk. Only cry over something that you can resolve, but not over something that cannot be resolved. All the tea in China, or often we say for all the tea in China. So China is commonly regarded as the biggest producer of tea in the world. And we would use this expression when we're trying to tell somebody that we wouldn't do something even if they were to give you all the tea in China. Yeah. So would you work for that guy down the high street? Yeah? No, I wouldn't work for him for all the tea in China. Not if you give me all the tea in China, would I accept a job from him. His reputation is terrible. He pays terrible salary, and the conditions are woeful. Okay, so not for all the tea in China. Would you like to go out tonight and go to see that Western movie? You know, I love Westerns. And my wife would say to me, I wouldn't go and watch a Western movie for all the tea in China. You liked it, you go and watch it, but I want to see something a little bit more modern. So I wouldn't watch a Western movie for all the tea in China. Okay? So when somebody really doesn't want to do something and cannot be persuaded to do something, even if you were to give them all the tea in China. Okay, so the next food idiom is spring chicken. Yeah, so we often, again, as I said, put no spring chicken. So a chicken is usually something quite young. Yeah, okay. And a spring chicken is something just recently born, because the chicks are usually hatched in the early part of the year. Okay, so when we say that somebody is no spring chicken, we mean that they're not so young. So it's a way, a euphemism for saying somebody is old, or they're a little bit past it. Yeah. Okay. So you're doing some job interviews and you're looking for a receptionist, or you're looking for somebody to work in accounts, or wherever you're looking for somebody to work, and you get the candidates coming in, and this person arrives and they've got really great experience. but they're a little bit older than the rest. Yeah. So you're trying to be polite, and you go through the interview, and then the person leaves, and you turn to the HR person and said, "Oh, she was really good. She's got all the qualifications, but she's no spring chicken." Yeah. Meaning she's not so young. And the HR person says, "Well, what's the problem? She's got the qualifications. She's done the job before. And as you know, we're not allowed to be age discriminatory here. So you cannot have age discrimination. So there is no ageism, and we have to be really careful. So if you think she's the best person for the job, then you should offer the job, even if she is no spring chicken or he is no spring chicken." So when somebody is no spring chicken, they are a little bit older than everybody else, and we're using it as a euphemism to refer to their age. And we don't want to mention old or old aged or aged. We just refer to them as no spring chicken. Okay. The last one, a piece of cake. Okay. Well, piece of cake is good at any time. And when we say something is a piece of cake, we mean it is nice and easy. No problems, no difficulties. Yeah. Did you finish those accounts? Ah, piece of cake. I got it done in 10 minutes. Once I got it uploaded onto my laptop, I put in all the corrections and everything. It took me half an hour. It was a piece of cake. Yeah. How did you get on with the exam? Which exam? Oh, the English exam. Ah, that was a piece of cake. There were questions all came up that I was expecting. I wrote a nice essay. I did the listening part. I got some good questions in the oral. So yeah, really, it was a piece of cake. I'd be very surprised if I don't get a really good mark. Okay, so there are second set of food idioms. Let me just give them to you one more time. A hot potato, to upset the apple cart. Cheapest chips, to cut the mustard. No use crying over spilt milk. All the tea in China, or for all the tea in China when we use it. Spring chicken, or as I said, no spring chicken. And then finally, a piece of cake. Okay, well, thanks for listening. And as always, if you want to contact me, well, then you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Very happy to hear from you. I'll try and include any comments that you have or references that you have that you want to include in the podcast in the future. And as I always say, and I mean it, thanks for listening, and join me again soon. Well, while I'm talking to you, I just want to let you know about my one-to-one English lessons. If you're interested in learning English at a very high level and you want to learn it in an informative and friendly way, well, come to the English Lesson via Skype school, and both myself and the other teachers will be delighted to help you with one-to-one lessons using Skype or Zoom or other platforms. And just for you guys out there, those of you who are listening to the podcast, there's a special offer. So if you join our lessons anytime in the next 3 months, well, we're going to give you a 10% discount on the normal fees. So whether you're buying 2 lessons, 4 lessons, 6, 8, 10, whatever the number is, we will give you a 10% discount on those purchases and future purchases. So it's a great offer for you. It's a great opportunity for you to come and learn online. It's a growing trend. I've been doing it for many, many years, but it's very important now, and you can do it in the comfort of your own home. So look out for that special offer and come and join us. Thanks for listening.